Hello, 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 and hello there. This is Michael Varine Green. Hope you guys are all having an amazing day today, a prosperous, productive, and exciting day today. I hope everything that you're working towards and you're working at, I hope that you conquer that in just a huge way, okay? But it's been a little while since I've been on with the podcast, but I just wanted to let you guys know that a lot of different things are coming down the pipeline, and just stay tuned onto my Facebook page, which is over on Michael Varine Green, same name as it is here, as well as on Instagram, where that I am announcing some other things that I'm going to be doing as well. So keep it posted over there as well as here. And be sure to like and subscribe to this page. So wherever you're reading or hearing this from, then let me know. That way I can come back and shout you out. Because I believe that I could do none of this without the help of the good Lord, number one. And number two, without all the support of you guys. So I definitely appreciate that. And I definitely appreciate you coming to check out my page, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or my podcast, or even on TikTok. I'm over on TikTok as well under The Mike Show. It's just like it sounds, The Mike Show. So go over and check that out as well. But I just wanted to speak a little bit. I had a word that I wanted to say about following your dreams. And not only that, making sure that when you follow your dream, that you understand and realize that love, and I'm talking about love, whether it be in relationships, whether it be in situationships, whether it be in friendships, whether it be in people that you thought were your friends, but you found out later that they were not. And I always talk about this. My grandmother used to always say that love does not hurt. Now, listen to me. It took me a while to understand and to realize what exactly, and years later, I understand her words more and more the older I get, and the more her words stand out in my mind about love. And that love, she used to tell me, love doesn't hurt. And I kind of like, Grandma, what you talking about when you say that love doesn't hurt? But the reality is that I had to go through some experiences for myself in order to get a grasp on what she really and truthfully meant. A lot of that was experience that she went through, that she saw herself, that she comes back because that wisdom. You know, our grandparents and our ancestors' wisdom is so crucial and important to our own existence, you know. But she would come back and tell me those things, and I understand and realize now that, Mike, my own interpretation of that is just that. Is that when you're in a relationship and somebody making all these promises to you, or they're hurting you, or they're cheating on you constantly, or they're not listening to what it is to the needs of not listening to your needs, and you're saying something that would help evolve the relationship further, and they don't hear it. So that is the direct definition of not love. Okay, so my definition is that when love doesn't hurt, if it's causing me to be upset, or it's causing me to lose sleep, or if it's causing me to have to become frustrated, where I gotta constantly explain that, don't do that. If I, you know, I'm gonna give you an example with a friend of mine, right? I told my friend, listen, one thing that I don't like is that when I call you and you say, I understand that you're busy, I understand that you're doing things, I understand. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this, is that if you make a promise, or you say that you're gonna do something, and you know that I say, don't make a promise if you're not looking to keep it, okay? Because I'm not going to do that. If I say that I'm going to call you back, this is just a prime example. If I say that I'm going to call you back and I don't call you back, or I wait until 2 or 3 or 4 days later, I am not upholding my side of the bargain of which I said that I was going to do better, or I'm going to call you back. So if you don't do that, that is something that now is not a part of the what we were inside of this, what we were talking about we're going to do. So if I have to say this to you over and over, and this could be anything, y'all, I'm just using that as an example, but if I have to say this over and over and over, and to the point that I'm literally like, feel like this situation or this relationship is one-sided, that I must look out for my best interest at this point and understand and say, hey, you know what? This thing ain't working. We're just not. We're gonna be friends, and that's just the best way it's gonna be. We'll be casual friends, but we'll be regular friends. Okay, this thing is not gonna be moving anything further into a more permanent relationship, because now the part of the love part that you said you were gonna do, you're not doing it. So now I have to guard my gate. I always talk about guarding my gate. Guarding my gate means that I am guarding my emotions. It means that I am doing what I need to do in order for me to be protected when it comes to my feelings and my emotions and my time and my energy. Guarding my gate, you know. So if you know, this is my own interpretation of that, and I'm not definitely not telling anybody else what to do. But what I'm saying is this: is if you have to question love or loyalty when it comes to your friendships, or you have to question if somebody is, if it's reciprocity, or if somebody is giving you a piece and you're giving the majority of the equation, you're giving 80 and they only giving 20, or you're giving, a lot of people say the 80% rule, that in relationships, right? That, you know, that's kind of like the 80%. You may give 40, I give 40. Or so in that area, you know. But I'm going to use this example, though, and say, if I'm giving all of the energy and you're not giving any energy, then I then have to expect that it's not going to work out. Because especially if I am vocalizing or saying, this is something that I have a problem with. And if it's not respected, if it's not done, then I have to question, is it worth me even going into? And not only that, if I'm looking at love from all directions, if I'm looking at love from all directions and I am wasting my energy, because that's what happens, that if I keep going around this hamster wheel of the same information that I keep repeating, that I keep saying, over and over and over and over again, well, I have a problem with that, and then it's done again. Or if you're cheating and I have a problem with that, right? And you know that, and you do that, then the relationship is, for me, it's already over. Because I let it be known in the beginning that, hey, I respect how you feel. However, I'm letting you know, if there's somebody else or something else that you want to do, let me know. So that way I can make a conscious decision to leave, because that's what I'm going to do. But however, I have the choice now whether or not I choose to get to stay or leave. So now, and that's again, when you put those things on the table, the older I get, the more I understand my grandmother's words. Love doesn't hurt. If you're cheating on me, or if you're disrespecting me, or if you're causing me to not be able to get sleep at night, or all of these different things, then that is the definition of not love, because love doesn't hurt. So at the end of the day, you know, it's all about being transparent. And not only that, it's about being honest and available for the truth, and being respectful towards one another. Because that is my one, you know, and I say this, I know that true love for me is out there. Am I willing to continue to get out there and date? Of course. And am I willing to not accept anything that does not grow me? Of course. And I know that somewhere along the way, true love that is just for me, that is God ordained, that is just for me, will be available for me when the time is right. But you guys have an amazing day. I thought this was such a wonderful topic to talk about tonight, because it's something that I went through recently. I was like, oh my God, I need to put that out to the atmosphere and let the people know that they don't have to accept anything, and just know that those things that they may go through, that it don't keep them. It won't hold them down. But if they just keep going, right? And know that true love is a real thing. I believe that true love is available and out there. It's just that it takes time. And I believe that it takes an undeniable circle of faith that no matter what, right? No matter what, just keep moving forward. Continue to be the best version of yourself. Continue to love. Continue to show God's love. Continue to be God's love. And continue to, no matter what, know that you are amazing just the way you are. Don't let people convince you that you are not worthy, that you are not valuable, that you are not worth waiting for. That's my philosophy, y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Stay encouraged. Check the credits.